five. All right, I can't find Kalpesh. His phone is busy. Okay, Chairman, I think we are ready to rock and roll.
Okay. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and to the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Zimmerman?
Here.
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Reggio? I see you, Roy.
Here.
Mr. Blount is not here. Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag?
To the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic, which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are. The application of Javendra Patel, 23 Joanna Court, has been postponed until May 27, 2021. The applicant must notice. The application of Megha Patel, 14 Linden Avenue, is postponed until May 27, 2021. There's no further notice except for one individual that was supposed to be noticed that was not. Those are all the changes that I have.
Okay. Let's start with number five, 20-ZB-49V, Wal Hamid.
Thank you, members of the board, professionals. My name is Tim Arch. I'm an attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey. As you will recall, last time that we were here, we provided testimony. We went through Mr. Hinterstein's report. We did agree to, there were three major conditions in that report. One was removal of the of pickets from the fence, which we agreed to that condition. There was another that was a granting of, in the report, it indicated a deed of dedication, although we discussed that to modify that to an easement for municipal purposes to track along the front of the property where a sewer easement already existed. And then the third condition is what we're back here for, tonight, which was there was a, we had discussed removing seven pillars. This is a application again for a fence where the we are proposing basically a metal, black metal fencing in between concrete or stone pillars. Mr. Hinterstein's recommendation was to remove seven pillars, which we identified at the previous hearing. On the behalf of my client, we asked that we carry it to give the board an opportunity to, if they chose, to drive by the site to see the site as it is now, and to possibly reconsider that condition, because we really believe that hopefully we made a compelling case that it's really not an issue in terms of site, any issues with site coverage. And actually, if you look at the site as it previously was, it's really a big improvement to the overgrowth of foliage, which was there before. And it really does open up the sight line much, much better than what was there previously. And you were generous enough to postpone the decision on this to potentially reconsider that condition. Although I will note that as Mr. Hamed indicated last time, we will abide by whatever conditions the board ultimately decides. And we thank you for the additional time and attention in postponing this and hopefully looking at the site and reconsidering that condition. But I believe we have no further testimony. I believe we're at a point of voting tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Arch. Does anyone have any other questions? Did anyone go out to the site? I went out.
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm leaning towards Henry's recommendation. It looks like a bit of a fortress out there with all those the size of those columns, number one. And I appreciate the applicant's concern about safety, but I live on River Road and it's twice as trafficked in terms of trucks and cars as that particular location. And there's no one with anything near the front fencing that is currently there at the applicant's home or residence. So if no one has any other comments, I'm going to make a motion to approve the application, but with the changes and the modifications that Henry outlined at this last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move to second then.
Thank you, sir. Laura, please call the roll.
I was not ready, wait a minute.
No, it's okay. Jim, is there any specific language that we need or?
I'll incorporate the language from Henry's report and the last meeting with regard to the removal of those seven pillars.
Outstanding, thank you. Okay, Laura, your turn.
Now, Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Arch, we'll have a resolution for you after the next meeting.
Thank you. If I can just ask to, if it's not too much trouble, get a draft copy of that, just to make sure that the modifications from the original letter are reflected in there. But I thank everybody for their time and their continued attention on this.
Thank you, Mr. Arch.
Excuse me, Chairman Cahill. I just want to note that Mr. Blount is with us.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to item number 821-ZB-14V, Alexei Briginsky.
Is the applicant present?
Yes, I am.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Francis Cole, 1631 Meister Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We are seeking to install a sunroom over our existing deck with the roof extending over a covered patio. And the variance is that instead of being 20% of the coverage of the property, it's going to, with the total coverage with the covered patio, will be 21.4% coverage.
Henry, do you have any concerns or issues?
No, Mr. Chairman, looking at this application, I think I'm in agreement that the deviation from the coverage is minimal. Okay. I think you could look at this. I think the one condition may be to just that the covered patio remain open, not enclosed. So that as long as that little portion of the patio remains open, simply just the roof over it, I think you could look upon the application in a favorable manner.
Are you okay with that?
Yes, that is our intent, to leave it open.
Got it.
And Mr. Hinterstein, if I could just ask, is the coverage 22% or 21 point something that Reverend Cole referenced?
The zoning officer has it at 22, so I'm going to assume that she did her calculation, and I would say we go with the 22%.
Thank you.
Did not look at it.
Anyone else, any other members of the board have any questions about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions about this application?
Or comments?
All comments.
I don't know. I mean, Alexi's raising his hand, but that was from before.
That's okay.
Alexi is actually, that is my contractor.
Yes, I remember. Okay.
Yeah, so I just want to bring only, we're not building anything extra. The deck is existing, we're putting sunroom on, and a patio cover existing too, it's pretty much just replacing it.
Okay.
Not building anything
new. No problem, that's fine. Seeing no one else in the public portion, I'm going to close the public portion. I'd like to make a motion to approve this application.
I'll have a second.
Thank you, please call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail a copy of that document to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Let's move along to item number 921-ZB-15V, Raymond and Lucille Harcar.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
132 Hamilton Boulevard, Raymond Harcar.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I have a shed that's a foot by a foot, and it's a 12 by 12 shed. I'm looking for a variance.
Okay, when you say a foot by a foot, you mean it's a 1 foot off the rear setback and 1 foot off the side setback?
That's correct.
Henry, could you please tell us any of your concerns?
Yeah, I mean, this shed's been there for a while, as are some of the other, you know, conditions here. It came to our knowledge that the coverage is also, quite substantially over on coverage. Again, how that came about, again, I don't know. I know the deck on the home and the shed have been there for quite some time, and that Mr. Harcar is, I think, trying to legitimize this because he's planning on selling. I don't have a big issue due to the fact that this has been here for such a long time. Again, I'm not going to get into, you know, 20-year history or 30-year history of the property, but my only concern would be is as long as any there were some other temporary canopies on the property at different times, as long as, you know, it's agreed upon that any temporary canopy structure is removed, and a condition that if the shed burns down or gets dilapidated, that, you know, once its lifespan is gone, I think that anybody who wants to rebuild that shed is going to have to come back to the board if they seek to rebuild it. So the variance is good for the life of that existing shed. And then I think after that, they'll have to come back to the board as a condition. They wanted to rebuild it or replace it.
Are you in agreement with that, Mr. and Mrs. Harcourt?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else have any other questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public portion. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
I do not see anyone, Chairman.
Public portion is closed. I'd make a motion to approve this application with the conditions that Henry outlined in his testimony.
I will second.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Please call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Riggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We will memorialize it at our next meeting and send a copy to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Harcars. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
Let's move on to item number 10, adoption of the resolutions from the regular meeting of April 22nd, 2021.
We have a number of resolutions. I know that there were some issues with board members getting dropped off the Zoom meeting last meeting. So I'm going to call your name if you were present for the meeting, but if you did not vote on that application, then please do not vote on the memorialization. First is Alan Oligario. Application was approved. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery? Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Michelle Hutchinson. This application was approved. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Macedonia Original Free Will Baptist Church. This application for a subdivision was approved. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Abstain.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is 28 Howard Street Holdings. This was an application for a temporary use permit, which you voted to approve. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Harris Street, or Harris Realty Company, which you voted to approve. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Sam, New Jersey 44. This was an application for an amended preliminary and final site plan, which you voted to approve. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Okay, the final resolution is a resolution of withdrawal. This application was on for the last meeting, and we received a letter yesterday from the applicant indicating that they wish to withdraw it. So I will need a motion and a second to accept that withdrawal.
I'll make a motion to adopt that withdrawal.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Mr. Zimmerman?
No, Mr. Weissman will second. Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah, Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Chairman, or Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have for you this evening.
Let's go to item number 11, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of April 22nd, 2021. I'll make a motion to adopt.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? I would make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Amen. Thank you all again for your volunteering.
Thank you for a short evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Henry had a leave to play hockey. Say goodbye,
everybody. Yeah, Henry, good luck with the hockey.
Give him credit, man. All right, have a good night. Everyone, see you guys care. In 2 weeks. Bye-bye. And take a nap before the next meeting.
Got it.
Okay. Okay. Bye, guys. All right, good night, everyone.
All right, good night. Good seeing you.